I used to think that I'd have to really water down my personality. You're going to notice that when my website is launched, there are curse words all over the dang place. And why is that? Because I'm someone that swears like a fucking sailor. If you don't enjoy someone that swears like a sailor, you're probably not going to want me to be your ADHD coach. There are 1,010 other coaches out there that will make sure they don't use an F-bomb to get their point across. I'm just not fucking one of them. Hello, my friends. We are back. Yes, it is just me again. So, what happened is that Maggie has been fucked around by her healthcare professionals about getting her medication. She is currently picking up her ADHD medication as we speak and needs the medication to be functional, like a lot of us ADHDers. I personally do not work on the days that I am unmedicated. From what Maggie shared with me, I do think she is able to function in some capacity when she's unmedicated. And by function, I mean like accomplish tasks, things like that. But it's really hard. It's really hard when, for myself, I'll say, to do creative work without that ADHD medication. It's really hard to do any tasks that are not preferred tasks. So I have no problem at all talking to people in my community on days that I'm actually, no, that's a total lie. I do have a harder time interacting with people on days that I'm unmedicated. And the reason behind that is that my processing speed is slower on days that I'm unmedicated, but also my environment bothers me a lot more. Loud noises, they distract me more. I get overstimulated easier, overwhelmed easier. And on days that I have to not take my ADHD medication, which is at least once per week, I strategically do not interact as much on those days. And I also don't plan anything productive for that day if I can get away with it. So just a tidbit for you, if you are on ADHD medication and you also have to take medication vacation days, try to structure your life in a way that you don't have to be incredibly productive on those days. Because it can be really, really fucking hard. If you've ever tried to live your life unmedicated, I would never go back to it myself. It was just too damn hard. I like to tell people I am not pro medication and I am not against medication. I am pro function. And a lot of us ADHDers do need medication to be functional. And I am one of them. I am loud and proud about that because there is so much stigma around ADHD medication. And anyway, that is my TED Talk to start off. But our episode today is about how to attract your ideal client. Now, what in the hell does an ideal client mean? It's somebody who would benefit from your product or your services. So we're going to talk about my business and you can correlate it back to your business, okay? So as an ADHD coach with an occupational therapy background, my ideal client is actually a past version of myself. I have not always been a functional individual. I struggled with my energy, my relationships, my productivity. Everything in my life was affected by being not functional with ADHD. Now, there are a lot of people that are new to business, maybe not even new to business, and they think that the way that they will connect with other people is by watering down their personality and trying to make themselves palatable to everybody. I just realized I didn't put my phone on Do Not Disturb. I'm gonna do that really quick so that, oh, I did put on Do Not Disturb. I'm proud of myself. I just got a notification from Maggie that she just got her ADHD medication. Maggie, I am so, so, so happy for you. I know how hard that is to go days, weeks without medication. Anyway, I'm back, guys. A lot of people think that the way to make yourself more palatable or to find people, let me back that up. Sometimes words are hard, especially if you have ADHD. And I just checked my phone, so it got my brain a little unfocused. A lot of people think that they need to be palatable to everybody in order to find their ideal client. There's a big thing about being professional. And with those of us with ADHD, it's really fucking hard to be quote unquote professional, because what does being professional look like? Well, how is it taught in the neurotypical world? When you think of professional, you probably think of somebody who sits quietly in meetings, waits to be called on to say comments, maybe wears a business suit or dress clothing, which is oftentimes very uncomfortable. Maybe some dressier shoes, which can be very uncomfortable, and probably speaking in a way that's very socially acceptable and socially taught. And that kind of goes against everything about being ADHD, right? A lot of us have difficulty with sensory processing. And, it's really hard to wear anything but very comfortable clothes. I'm wearing jeans today for the first time in a long time. And even though they're large, sometimes I just don't like the freaking way they feel. They're not soft and they're cutting into my stomach and it's making me angry. I'm probably going to change out of them after this. A lot of us, we need to wear really soft clothing, really baggy clothing, just to be functional, not wearing clothing that's going to piss us off all day, because it takes so much more processing to be functional. A lot of us are more spontaneous. Maybe we have really great ideas and we just can't wait for you to finish your sentence before we say our idea. I always promote that if you do interrupt somebody, don't feel bad about it. Just say, hey, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, and keep going. But all of these social niceties, all of these, it's expected in the quote unquote professional world, right? And to that, I say, fuck professionalism. I used to think that I'd have to really water down my personality. You're going to notice that when my website is launched, there are curse words all over the dang place. And why is that? Because I'm someone that swears like a fucking sailor. If you don't enjoy someone that swears like a sailor, you're probably not going to want me to be your ADHD coach. There are 1,010 other coaches out there that will make sure they don't use an F-bomb to get their point across. I'm just not fucking one of them. So the way that you find your people is by being one of your people. The reason that the people in my community really love me as their coach is that I have been the same person from start to finish. When they got on a call with me to meet me for the first time, this is exactly who I was the entire damn time. I didn't try to act like I'm different socially than I am currently. I am who I am. And that's the people that I attract. A lot of the people that I attract in my program, to no surprise, have a similar personality. They all have ADHD, whether they are formally diagnosed or self-diagnosed. They're all, both diagnoses are welcome in my community, especially since it's so damn hard to get that formal diagnosis. You have to advocate for yourself, find a doctor that will get you into the appointment, possibly make you go through testing. I mean, that can be in another whole podcast episode as far as how to get that formal diagnosis. Both formal and self-diagnosis are welcome in my community. But anyway, I, as a business owner, I don't have to worry about how I'm coming across in my coaching sessions, because when they signed up, to be in the program, they knew exactly who the fuck I was. I didn't hide behind some socially acceptable mask. So what I want to encourage you is that you can be your authentic self right now. You don't have to worry about, hey, do I know how to conduct myself in a socially acceptable manner? Do I swear too much? Do I seem a little too socially awkward? You don't have to worry about those things because guess what? There's a really good chance that your ideal client, if you're in a service-based industry, especially a coaching-based industry, that your ideal client is a past version of you, right? So, like I mentioned before, my ideal client is a past version of me, someone who struggled with their ADHD, didn't know where the fuck to turn to, just needed someone to have a genuine conversation and tell me what I needed to hear, how to be functional. I didn't give a shit about if somebody swore a lot or if they socially maneuver life in a way that's different from neurotypical people. I would have actually preferred that. I wouldn't have felt so alone. I share with my community even now times that I struggle. I still have ADHD. Being an ADHD coach doesn't automatically omit you from the struggles of having ADHD. It's something that is part of my everyday life. I'm constantly learning new ways to improve my life and to function better, but I'm always going to struggle with this. I'm always going to have this neurodevelopmental disorder, and it's always going to be a part of me. And being very open about that, my community not only appreciates that, but they respect it. Another thing I want to touch on is that you don't have to be the expert of everything. So if you are a coach, you don't have to have all of the answers. Your community does not expect you to have all of the answers. Just be part of the conversation. And this is something really cool that Denise Duffield Thomas taught in her podcast. I really do admire you, Denise. If you ever get to listen to this podcast, for one, I'd be very honored. And for two, I really have learned a lot from you and your books and your program. So anyway, you don't have to have everything figured out. Denise Duffield Thomas, she has a program called Money Bootcamp, and it's a money mindset program. Now, if you're looking for specific ways to invest, to improve your financial situation, she doesn't have those answers, but she does have, I'm so sorry, there was a notification that went off on my other tab. I'm going to exit it out right now and make sure that doesn't happen again. And I have to collect my thoughts because I do have ADHD. And when there is a distraction or an interruption, it takes me a minute to come back. Okay, we were talking about Denise Duffield Thomas. So she doesn't have specific strategies, or she doesn't share exactly how to invest your money to grow it. Her focus is on the money mindset, right? So with me specifically, my coaching program has to do with making ADHD or helping women with ADHD to become functional. Now that's from an occupational therapy standpoint, right? I am not the person you're going to go to for talk therapy. If you are going through something that is really, really intense and something traumatic, say like a death, or a divorce, or you're fighting for your kid's custody, or you're working through childhood trauma, I am not the first person you're going to talk to, right? Because even though having ADHD is going to affect every single one of those things, I am not the expert in that situation, right? So in that situation, I'm going to refer you to a psychologist. They are going to be best for you in that stage of your life. In order to heal especially with ADHD, it takes a team. Maggie and I are very loud and proud about saying that ADHD coaching and therapy, they walk hand in hand, and one does not replace the other. To help somebody heal from ADHD, I cannot be the end all be all, right? They likely need a psychologist, also known as a therapist, to do maybe cognitive behavioral therapy, EMDR therapy, which is used for trauma. They may need a psychiatrist for medication. They may need a support group, which we do have in my community, and that's available to you for free if you're looking for just the community aspect. But what I'm trying to say is, I need to readjust, guys. Oh, my foot's falling asleep. Whatever your business is, don't worry about being the end-all be-all for that thing. If you are a writing coach and your specialty is helping somebody to get started in writing a book, you can have an entire program on how to help somebody get started. If your entire program is about how to get your book published, you don't need to help them with the writing process, right? Because that's not your specialty. You are part of the conversation. So, this podcast episode, we started out by talking about how to find your ideal client. And what I'm trying to say is that you don't need to water yourself down, and you also don't need to be the end all be all. It's really important to know this, both of these things, because one, people with ADHD are often taught that they maneuver life in a socially unacceptable way. And there's a lot of trauma that stems from this. If you have been masking your ADHD, which often looks like trying to engage in a conversation that you just find to be downright fucking boring, or going to big parties when really it's very overwhelming from a sensory standpoint and a socializing standpoint, and it's just too much, but you know that your family expects you to go to social gatherings, or say you're in college and you're expected to go to college parties because for some reason, that's a really big thing. I really struggled with that. Maybe you're expected to go to marketing events that are in really big crowds, and it's very overwhelming for you to have social interactions for long periods of time. What I'm telling you is that you don't have to engage in anything that feels inauthentic and that puts you in a neurotypical box. We've been taught our entire lives that the way that we talk to people is socially unacceptable. We interrupt too much. We hyper-focus on weird things, yada McYada. What I want to tell you is that you can give yourself permission to unmask yourself. I didn't even know that the term masking was a thing until probably about a year ago, when I really, really, really got heavy into researching ADHD and realized that some behaviors that I did actually was just a way to mask my neurodivergent brain and behavior. If you hear kiddos in the back, it's my niece and my nephew. I'm over at my in-laws' house right now, and they are playing. This is the most quiet room in the house, and also this podcast needs to go out today, so perfectionism be damned. We're going to get it done, even if there are some noises in the background, but if you hear that, that's my niece and my nephew playing. So first of all, you don't have to act in a socially, quote-unquote, a socially acceptable way. How I explain it to people is, if you're not interested in talking about your sex life or your morning shit, we probably shouldn't be friends. And that's my way of saying I'm not going to mask my behavior anymore to make you feel more comfortable. If a neurotypical person is talking to me and they feel uncomfortable, they totally have the opportunity to not be friends with me. I actually don't want to waste my time engaging with people that find me to be too socially unacceptable, embarrassing. They just don't want to be associated with me because of the way that I behave. That's not a me problem. There's actually nothing wrong with my personality. There's nothing right with their personality. Social norms might try to tell you that the way that you conduct yourself is inappropriate socially, but to that I say society can go fuck itself. The second point I think I was trying to recap. So masking is actually a trauma response. because we have been taught to be socially acceptable. So I don't want you to be hard on yourself if you find that you are masking your personality. I want you to recognize this is actually a trauma response, and it's almost impossible not to mask your personality until you understand, one, what's happening, two, how your brain works, and three, you have a support system that allows you to let your neurodivergent brain shine. So if you're noticing that you're masking, that is, this is not a time to be hard on yourself, to berate yourself. I just want you to give yourself, at least start to give yourself permission to be your authentic self. And if you're not, if you're having a hard time finding that community, I will put the link to my free Discord in the show notes. And my community is welcome to anyone that has ADHD and identifies as a female, transgender, non-binary, or femme. I say women with ADHD, WOMXN. So it's a very inclusive community, and neurotypicals and assholes are not allowed in it. Give me a second. I think I was trying to find the second point. You don't have to be an expert at everything to get started. So if you are a service-based industry, find what part of the conversation that you're going to be a part of. Like I said, I am not going to be the only person that somebody needs to help them heal with their ADHD. They're likely going to need a psychologist, a psychiatrist, and possibly other, maybe a holistic doctor, a regular doctor. Anyway, there's a lot of people that need to be part of that journey. There may be a lot of books that they need to read, other mentors that they need in their life, different friends. Anyway, you don't have to be the end all be all for somebody to get started. So if you're having an idea of what your business could be, to piggyback off of last week's episode, what are you good at and what do you enjoy doing? Find that thing and then figure out a way to be part of that conversation. Don't put so much pressure on yourself to have all of the answers figured out. Okay? Does this make sense? I hope it does. There is a way to comment on Anchor if you have questions. If I'm being totally honest, I don't know how one does it, but I know it's done through the Anchor app. So if you have questions and you just need a community, please reach out to the community, okay? I'm trying to think if there's anything else to wrap up. I think that if we do anything more than that, it's just going to be too much. This week's episode is going to be a little bit shorter because I spoke a little faster today and I don't want it to feel overwhelming. To recap, we have ADHD and sometimes we need to recap. Part one is that you don't have to worry about masking your personality, and attracting your ideal client is most likely going to be a previous version of yourself. And if you have ADHD, you probably have a less socially acceptable personality. I just say that makes you not fucking boring. I find a lot of neurotypicals to be very boring. And if you're listening to this podcast and you are a neurotypical, sorry, not sorry. I do have neurotypical friends, but for the most part, all of my friends are very neurodivergent, whether they have autism, ADHD, a combination of both, or some type of mental illness. But you don't have to worry about being socially acceptable, especially in the business world. By being your true self, you're going to find other people who are struggling with similar things that you have struggled with. Okay. So this ideology of I need to conduct myself in a professional way, wear uncomfortable clothes, go to uncomfortable business meetings, and maybe speak to large groups. In order to be successful in business, I need to be on social media, and that's the only way that I can do business. It's the only place that there's money, even though it's very overwhelming for me. That's not true. I don't do any of my marketing on social media, and I'm actually growing exponentially. I grew a lot quicker once I pivoted. So do what feels good to you. Be part of the conversation. You don't need to be the end all be all. And also be true to yourself as a person, as a friend. And also you don't have to be anybody else in your business. Okay? Until next week, I hope that Maggie will be back. We are going to honor the headspace she's in. Not the headspace. That doesn't sound nice. We're going to just honor that a lot of ADHDers have to work way too hard to advocate for themselves to get the help that they need with the current healthcare model in the United States. And I know it's also very challenging in other countries because a lot of people in our community have reached out and they are waiting on assessments and medication in their country. And it just, it infuriates me because the ADHD community, especially female and femme and transgender LGBT community with ADHD is just so vastly underserved and underdiagnosed and undertreated, and it just pisses me off. So anyway, Maggie, we all really care about you. We are excited that you're getting your ADHD medication today, and we are going to honor the fact that you're not here because it's just so fucking hard to advocate for yourself and to get the help that you need. So anyway, guys, I will talk to you next time, and let us know if you have any questions in the show notes. Oh, I have a hair in my mouth. In the show notes, I'm going to have a way to, that you can get in touch with Maggie. If you need some business coaching or branding done for your business, because she is a business coach and a branding strategist. Fun fact, she did all of my branding for me. Down to dressing me and telling me what poses to book to go in for my pictures. And also she did my entire website, which is still under construction. And of course I did all my business coaching through her. So if you want to get a hold of Maggie, it's Maggie Isley, it's chatwithmaggie.com. Let me double check. I'm going to double check right now. Chatwithmaggie.com. Yep, that brings her up. I wanted to double check. Chatwithmaggie.com. chatwithmaggie.com. And that's how you can actually set up a call with her. I believe it's maggieisley.com brings you to her website. Yes, it does. I've been to it a million times, but again, ADHD. I'm going to have that information in the show notes. I'm also going to have my Discord link in case you want to join my community. So that is it for today, guys. I'm really looking forward to chatting with you next week. I'm really looking forward to chatting, co-hosting with Maggie next week. And I'm really proud of you and this entrepreneurial journey that you are on with us, no matter where you are, whether you're at the idea stage or you're in the thick of your business or launching or getting ready to launch or pivoting your business to where it works better for you, whatever it is. I'm really proud of you, and I will talk to you next time. Bye.